Today on A Moment of Science, new research about odor receptors.
I know. You're talking about those specialized nerve cells.
Neurons.
Those neurons in your nose with odor-binding molecules embedded in their membranes. When you breathe in, the air flows past these cells, and when an odor molecule binds with a receptor, the neuron sends an electrical impulse to your brain. Then your brain integrates and interprets the signals from all neurons to figure out if what you're smelling is coffee or stinky socks and whether you find that smell pleasant.
Actually, I'm talking about the odor receptors in our lungs, which are a relatively recent discovery.
Are you saying that we can smell with our lungs?
Not exactly. The odor receptors in lungs are located on neuroendocrine cells, which are like little flasks that contain hormones. When the receptors on these cells detect offending smells, they don't report to the brain like the neurons in our noses. Instead, they automatically secrete chemicals that cause the airways to constrict.
But aren't constricting airways a bad thing?
Well, they're a mechanism that protects us from inhaling dangerous substances. Think about it, Don. People are built like a tube within a tube, which means that our airways are continually exposed to the environment. When that environment turns dangerous, our airways respond by constricting in order to limit our exposure to harmful substances and to help us cough them out if necessary. That said, it is possible that overactive odor receptors in our lungs may contribute to or even cause respiratory diseases such as COPD and asthma, but a lot more research is needed to know for sure.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.